Hello.
Hello, my name is Nina and I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call?
Oh, that's me. I'm Nicole Brooks.
I need to advise you that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you today, ma'am?
I was trying to file a claim for unemployment today, but I couldn't do it from the site.
Okay. Can I have your social security number, please?
Yes, it's 249-795741.
Thank you. And your first and last name again, please?
Nicole Brooks.
And your date of birth?
August 2nd, 1989.
And your mother's maiden name?
Elizabeth McCoy.
And your driver's license number?
That is 24. Hold on one moment for me.
Okay.
I'm sorry, that's 100-788-444.
Thank you. And do you have any difficulties speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
I don't.
And is English your preferred language?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you've been approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. And which would you prefer?
The direct deposit.
And is this a traditional bank account, like one that has a physical building?
It's not. This would be through PayPal.
Okay, so we don't accept PayPal for direct deposit. Okay. We only accept traditional bank accounts.
Okay, I do have a Wells Fargo account.
Okay, that's fine. And will this be for checking or savings?
This would be for savings.
Okay. And can I have the 9-digit routing number?
Hold on one moment.
Okay.
Would that happen to be my card? That's not my card number, right?
No, so it would be the 9-digit routing number, and then I would need the bank account number.
Okay, hold on one moment for me.
Okay, I can hold.
I'm sorry, hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I do have that routing number.
Okay.
It's 053-207-766.
So that's 053-207-766.
Yeah.
Okay, and the bank account number?
The account number is 1-8-4-6-7-2-2-1-5-3.
So that's 1-8-4-6-7-2-2-1-5-3.
Yeah.
Okay. And can I have your mailing address, please?
That would be 168 Green Street, Auburn, Alabama, 36830.
Thank you. And is your residence address different from this mailing address?
No.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No.
And what's your primary telephone number?
It's 803-357-4425.
Thank you. And I just want to make sure that I have this address correct. That's 168 Green Street, Auburn, Alabama, 36830.
Yes.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Columbia, Greenville, Aiken, Charleston, or none of the above?
Columbia.
And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 110 Spring Tanner Road, 300 North Herring Street, 305 Rolling Mill Street, 381 Hickory Road, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses?
Those don't sound familiar to me.
Okay. And in which of the following cities has occurred? Have you attended college? Auburn, Montgomery, Troy, Tuskegee, or none of the above?
Tuskegee.
And did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that's not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
And have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
And when was your last day of work?
My last day of work was, hold on one more.
Okay.
It was November 22nd.
Thank you. And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I am not.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
I don't for either.
And are you currently are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, not at this time.
And are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
And are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
And have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
And have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Right now with my car, it can go about 15 miles.
Okay. And what's the lowest hourly wage you would accept?
At this time, $10.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
And what was your previous job title?
Sales associate. Well, retail sales associate, I guess.
And what's the name of the company you're filing for?
For AFNI, but this was through Verizon.
And can I have their phone number? No, it does. Okay. I see them here.
Let me get that number for you.
Okay.
Okay, that number is 1-866-778-2364.
Thank you. And when was your employment start date with them?
Hold on one moment for me.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that, Helena.
Yes, I'm here.
This is February of 2021.
Okay. And what city and state was this work performed in?
This was in Auburn, Alabama.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving one from this employer?
Neither.
And why are you no longer working for this employer?
The company was transitioning from at home to on site, and because of the distance, my car will not make it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm unable to work the shift that I normally have, and they don't have any available shifts. Also, with me trying to move at the moment because my roommate has, I don't know if this is too much information, but had barricaded themselves in their room at a point and started peeing in jugs and stuff. My living condition isn't as great as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so mentally and physically, I would need to rely on her to get to work, and I can't even speak to her. So at this time, I'm not able to go to another shift or work at all in this case.
Okay.
Even though I am willing and able. So now I'm trying to find different things in the area, and I have filed with the temp agency. But they said they only have construction work at this time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm 5 foot even with no muscles. So
mm-hmm.
they let me know that they'll try to contact me if something does come available. But right now, there's nothing at this time.
Okay. So did you quit from this place or were you terminated?
I did have to quit, unfortunately. They told
okay.
me that they did not want to terminate me, but they didn't give me. They did not fire. They told me that they didn't want to fire me, but they couldn't put me anywhere else.
Okay, and would you list this as lack of transportation or looking for other job or?
Could it be lack of transportation?
Yes.
Okay.
And would you like to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have pen and paper?
I do.
So I have your 4-digit PIN, and this is the PIN you'll use when you call in each week to do your weekly certifications. It's 4189. So it's 4189.
Okay, I do have that written down now.
Okay. And I'm now going to read you your closing statement. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or you can log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov to update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in the interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims uses calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is labor.alabama.gov. And if you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, and not on Saturdays. You can make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week, so you can do your first one on December the 18th.
Okay.
An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Right, Ms. Brooks, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
Awesome. At this point, because I do have these numbers written down.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying on Sunday I should call back?
Yes, you would call the 752-7389 number to do your first weekly certification. And you'll do that every week until you find employment.
Okay. So this week, I'm just going to make sure that I'm in the system. And then next week. Okay. Thank you.
Yes,
so
you'll be
much.
Able to do the first one on December the 18th.
Okay. Thank you so much. This is
You're welcome.
A very crazy month for me.
And I hope it gets better for you, ma'am.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh,
you're
I
welcome.
Hope it's your blessed day. Thank
you. You too, ma'am, and happy holidays. And thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
Okay. Oh, I'm so sorry. Mm-hmm. This does mean that I was approved or on Sunday.
No, it takes 2 to 3 weeks to process the claim. And you'll know if you've been approved by you'll start receiving that money. They don't send approval letters, so you'll just be able to know you've been approved once you receive the money. If you need to check the status of your claim, you can always log in on the labor.alabama.gov website, and you can check the status of your claim there. But you do have to do the certification every week regardless.
Okay. That makes sense. Thank you.
You're welcome, and have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
Goodbye.